USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will spend 23 years in jail. A judge sentenced him this morning after he was found guilty for raping and committing a criminal sex act on two women. His attorney, Donna Rotunno, is not happy with the length of the sentence.
That number did not speak to evidence, nor did it speak to justice. I am overcome with anger at that number. I think that number is a cowardly number to give.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, NIH Chief Anthony Fauci says the worst is yet to come regarding the coronavirus. During a House hearing, Dr. Fauci says he would not try to predict the extent or duration of the crisis. The turbulence on Wall Street continues as the Dow has been down by more than 1,100 points at times, erasing almost all of Tuesday's gains. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
The CDC has a listeria warning for folks who eat mushrooms. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A warning about a certain kind of mushroom that could be transmitting listeria. Federal health officials say 36 people in 17 states have become ill from eating enoki mushrooms. Four of those who were sickened were pregnant women. Four people have died in California, Hawaii, and New Jersey. These mushrooms have long, thin white stems and small caps and are usually sold in clusters. The batches that tested positive for listeria are imported from Korea by Sun Hong Foods in Montebello, California.
The State Department is releasing its annual report on global human rights. Speaking with reporters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says nothing is more fundamental than the rights of human beings.
We all know the rights of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness don't just belong to Americans. They belong to everyone everywhere.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some musicians are canceling their shows due to the coronavirus outbreak. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brushfire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. Green Day, Ciara, and Mariah Carey are also rescheduling their shows.
Former members of the Wells Fargo Executive Board are testifying before the House on the bank's consumer abuses that led to executives resigning. Former Wells Fargo Chairman of the Board, Elizabeth Duke, says transformational changes are underway.
Transformational changes are getting traction inside the company with strong new leadership in management. I believe that today the company has the right team and path forward to be fully deserving of the trust customers place in us every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.